So, Coach, everybody wants more income in retirement, don't they?
Well, who doesn't? Everyone wants more income, period, Thomas.
Isn't that true?
You know, if there was a way just by making sure that you're in the right place that you could increase your income, would you want to know about it?
Always.
And of course, if you say no, turn the channel.
That's right.
We're going to talk about more income, folks. You don't need to hear that if you're not interested.
There you go.
No, it's all joking aside, there are ways. The Wall Street model, and matter of fact, it may even be more than 50% now income that could be coming to you in streams of retirement income to your mailbox with the green flag up every single month for the rest of your life just by reallocating your money to the proper places as we get close to retirement. We call it the income transition, from income coming from your paycheck to income coming from your accounts. And if you don't set it up correctly, not only could you be in jeopardy of not getting 50% more income through retirement, you might run out of money in retirement. 60% of people are on that track right now running out of money in retirement. I don't know how much fun retirement would be the first 15 years if I knew I was going to run out of money in 18.
That's right. A very scary situation.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like going down a train track that has an end. You can see the end of the track.
Yeah, and you're just waiting.
Retirement should be an endless track that you never worry about.
That's right.
And so you don't want to just disappear off the track like on Atlas Shrugged, the movie. So we need to start by first doing asset allocation models. And these are, again, I'm start talking scientific and Greek to a lot of people. But let me tell you what asset allocation really means. And by the way, I'm writing a new book called Funny Money.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to try to make humor out of all these topics in the financial world in a way that you can understand it, because humor is a way for people to understand it. I love to watch comedians, and you learn a lot from comedians.
That's right.
Because you don't feel like you have to learn.
Exactly. It's fun. It's a fun way. It's an approachable way to
That's
learn.
Right. It's a Funny Money book. It will be the website when we come out, but it's not going to be out until later on this year. But
that's great.
But let's talk about asset allocation, shall we?
All right, let's do that.
What's your opinion of asset allocation, Thomas? I know you're a radio guy. First, what's your understanding of what asset allocation is? And there's no wrong answer.
Yeah, sure. No. So if I think about that, I think of basically taking whatever I have in front of me, whether it's bank accounts, cash, whether it's whatever, and making sure that those assets are put in the best place possible for me in my future.
Yeah, and basically by doing that, you don't have all your eggs in one basket, right? We've heard that before,
okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, by the way, that's going to transition right into the useless fact of the week, which I just stumbled across on my own, which I didn't even know I was going to do. I didn't know I was going to have such a great segue.
Okay, Are
you ready for the most useless fact of the week?
Yes, let's have it.
All right. In 1999, more than 3,000 people were hospitalized after tripping over a laundry basket. Think about that.
A laundry
I've tripped
basket.
Every now and then over one. You know, maybe it's in the middle of the night and you got it on the floor or something like that.
Oh, sure.
Who knows? You trip over it. 3,000 people went
3,
to the hospital.
3,000 people. Wow.
Now, I'd have to be really hurt to swallow my pride enough to go to the hospital and have to tell the doctor I tripped over
that
a laundry
basket. That is exactly
basket.
What I was thinking, Coach. I was thinking not how many people tripped over it, but how many people went to the hospital.
<That's right. laughs> So I would just get a bag of ice and put it on my forehead or whatever, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm there with you.
So speaking of baskets, okay, so you don't want all your eggs in one basket. That is not good financial planning. Mm. So asset allocation is making sure you don't have all your eggs in one basket.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Makes
and
sense.
So when we picture colors, because we like to think in colors these days, unless we're colorblind, but we still wish we could think in colors.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you're colorblind, you're driving, you better be paying attention to that stoplight. I think the top light is red, right?
There you go.
Okay.
There
so if
go.
It's if the top light is lit up, stop if you're colorblind. But asset allocation goes from green to red.
Okay.
All right. Green being safe money, red meaning risky money.
Okay.
And there's no bad answer. And in the middle is yellow. Caution.
Okay, so there are three types of money.
All right,
then.
So green means go.
All right.
Yellow means caution.
Okay.
And red means, well, risk. It doesn't mean stop. It just means you have risk. And if you have all your money at red, maybe it is time to stop and reallocate.
That makes sense.
So asset allocation is a term that I hear thrown around a lot where I think people just try to sound smart,
yeah.
but they don't really tell you what they're thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's 8 different blocks in the asset allocation model that we go over with our clients.
Okay.
And the radio listener, if you're listening right now and you want to see your own asset allocation model, because many people don't realize where their money is.
Yeah, I would agree with you there, Coach.
You know, when I was one of 3 brothers growing up, 10, 8, and 6, that was the worst year, I think. We got in trouble more than ever when I was 10. And so my other brother, Bob, was 8, and Jeff was 6. But Mom and Dad didn't know where we were.
Sure.
We were all running around. So when the phone would ring and somebody would be telling my parents that my brothers and I were doing something wrong, my dad would say, no, they're not. They're in the backyard. He'd look out in the backyard. We weren't there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all of a sudden, else we were in trouble. We used to throw we had pine cone fights back in the day.
Oh, did you?
A small town in North Carolina called Laurinburg.
Yeah.
There was nothing else to do but pick a pine, go up and throw it at somebody else, and then a fight broke out.
Well, and you were the oldest, so of course the hammer had to come down.
And the oldest always got blamed. So until you know where your money is, it's hard to make sure that it's doing the right thing, misbehaving, or if it's in the right place.
That's right.
So when people come in, what we do is, first of all, we map out your asset allocation model from green to red, showing you where your money is right now.
Oh, okay.
And then we look at the rule of 100 that goes right along with the asset allocation model, the investment rule of 100.
So what's that?
It takes your 100 minus your age. Is the percent you should have at risk.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're 35 years old, 100 minus 35 is 65% of your money could be at risk, which is the red accounts.
Wow. Okay.
And there's four different options for red accounts.
Okay.
From extreme risk to medium risk. Okay. We go from bonds to real estate investment trust, which I think of the extreme risk side, because you are putting money many times in a real estate venture, which is non-liquid. In other words, as soon as you put your money there, you can't touch it anymore, and it may never go back to where it was when you put the money in.
Okay.
You could lose money there.
Yeah.
All the way down to checking, savings, and money market accounts on the green side.
Things everybody knows.
Yeah. So we look at the asset allocation, we figure out where you are right now, and then we help you map out where you should be based on where your life is right now and what you need in the future.
Okay.
There's no right answer, there's no wrong answer, because everybody is different.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like a very healthy way to approach beginning to set yourself up for success in retirement.
It is.
The number to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. So you were saying how we have checking and savings on one side of the spectrum, and then you have rather, not necessarily dangerous, but more, I guess, risky investments on the other
side. Well, stocks, bonds, mutual funds are on the risk side.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with that. But as we get closer to retirement, we need to pare down that risk and get the money allocated more properly for the time of our life we have coming up, which is when we have ourselves to blame if we don't have money coming in as income. So we have to be our own boss. We're funding our own retirement. We have our own paychecks coming in.
Okay. And the reason behind this, I would assume, is just because as we head into retirement, since we aren't, you know, since you're not going to work anymore, you want to make sure that your money is not as far at risk, so you can't lose it as easily.
Well, it's great to say you have a $1 million retirement, let's say, and it's all in the market, and the market goes the wrong way, all of a sudden your $1 million retirement is $600,000,
exactly.
Like happened in 2008 and 2000.
Yeah.
And then we've already spent that money in our head at the $1 million level. Now we have to retire at $600,000, or we work a lot longer to try to make up where we left off.
Mm.
And we've been teased in the past where the market's gone down, it's come right back up.
Sure.
Anyone who studies the market history knows that many times it doesn't come right back up like that. It may come back up in 20 years, but you have 20 years to wait for it to recover.
Exactly.
Nobody knows. And so the magic is to have your own income plans built so that when retirement comes, you at least have income coming in each month. That's called flooring. You can keep some of your money at risk because you already know you have income for retirement. And that's where people get off track. And so I want to make sure that people get the right plan in place.
Absolutely.
And again, it goes into the Retirement Bill of Rights that we have put aside for everybody. And it blends right in with the total retirement plan that we do for everyone.
Okay.
When you look at where you are right now, what you're going to need to and through retirement, making sure you have plenty of income, make sure your money also has horsepower potential where you can get a great return if the market goes up, but your money won't be ripped out from you, from your retirement pockets, if you have it properly allocated.
Okay, yeah.
And so first we need to review your tax returns. And that's important too, because we could potentially uncover long-term tax issues in IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes that could be eliminated or minimized, which puts more money in your pocket. Next, we're going to help you by establishing a lifetime retirement income goal. That's money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle all the way through retirement.
Okay.
Not just living in retirement, but having a great lifestyle in retirement. Then we'll analyze your current investments. This is important, using the asset allocation model, and establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. Keep in mind, if you could lose a lot, you need to know about it before it happens. And if you're fine with it, that's okay.
Sure.
But if you're not, then we need to make sure to make the changes necessary to get you in the right place.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind, one or three things happen when people come in. And by the way, there's no cost or obligation. It's about a $900 value when people come in. But we'll either tell you everything's fine, stay where you are. We'll make a few minor adjustments and send you on your way comfortably, or we'll totally redesign or design something for you that makes sense for you, and this will be the time of your life where you really do feel like someone has given you that custom-made suit.
That's fantastic.
Like you buy something off the rack, or you can get custom-made the measurements, and then we design it, and it fits you like a glove.
That's
perfectly.
Right. That's right.
Okay, and then we need to determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs, because things do get more expensive.
They do.
And we consider taxes and inflation. This is a total retirement plan. This isn't just some financial plan that a lot of advisors are charging you $1,500 or $2,500 just to do before they ever make any recommendations. They charge you money, which is ridiculous.
Right. It is.
This is no cost or obligation to all of our radio listeners. $1,000.
You know, the first step really is to sit down with a financial coach. If something that we're talking about on the show today resonates with you and you feel the need to just get that second opinion, or if you want to make sure your plan really is aligned with your goals and that very important risk tolerance that we talk about, just call in and you can meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. To take advantage of this true practical retirement review, all you have to do is call us in 800-477-1135, and you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.